And so, Sean, can you tell me where and when you were born?
I was born in Laos in 1975.
Where does your ancestry trace back to? That'd be.
Far as I can remember, talking to my parents, grandparents when they're still alive, was that we migrated from some part of China. And that was the last they was told. So that's all the information I have.
So, going from you grew up in Laos.
Early part of my life, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about?
Yes, I do. I remember the house that we lived in. I remember the animals that we have that I helped raise, take to the field, and everything, and all that.
And so, how long did you live in Laos?
I lived there when I was born from 75 until 1979, around 1979 80, when the Vietnam War ended and we migrated to the US.
So did you go from straight from Laos to
We
the
went
US?
to Laos through what they call, what we call as Moments of Trail of Tears, where we were sought after, prosecuted for treason against the country, to make it to the Mekong River, to wherever we at in Laos, wherever village we was from, to make it to the Mekong River. And then from there, if we made it across the Mekong River to Thailand, then we would be put in refugee camps. And from there, we would stay there depending on how long until you get your visa or and everything set up. We was there, my family was there for roughly about a year. And then we got sponsorship from a church in Minnesota. And then we were flown to California. We were flown from Thailand to France. Then from France, we're flown to California to do our immunization, everything for about a week to kind of monitor us, make sure we're all healthy and everything. And then from there, we was flown to St. Paul to meet our sponsors.
And so you're, what age would you say you're?
I was probably around 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
Yeah.
Where did y'all set up home after California?
We went to flew to meet our sponsor in St. Paul, Minnesota. We also had an uncle, my dad's younger brother, who was already here, and he kind of showed us around, kind of helped us set up with the church, because that's the church we went to. Kind of between the church and him, kind of helped us set up to where they found us a home, placed my parents in education classes to kind of get familiar with the American ways. Helped them get a license and car, get a car, and kind of just help us get our family started, our life started in the United States. So it was a tough transition for my whole family because my parents don't speak English at all, and of course we don't. And us as kids, me and my sister at the time were the only two, plus my infant brother. We were the only two that was in grade school. And I remember it was hard for me to try to get acquainted to going to school and learn this new language and their ways, going to class, sitting in class, listening to teacher and all that stuff. I struggled with it for a long time until I started learning how to speak the language and understand.